Well, what a joy it is to be back here with you. Someone asked me earlier, when was the last time I was here? And I think the last time I was actually here was in 2003. So it is a joy to be back here at New Life FCC and to be a part of this wonderful celebration that is taking place here today. A couple of things along the way. Somehow I got laryngitis early in the week. And I thought, well, that's one way to keep me from not talking so long today. If anyone was here from the old days, you know I could just sit back and rock it on out and put babies to sleep underneath chairs and everything else. And when the storm was starting, I know it'd be time for me to stop. But fortunately, it cleared up enough, and I'm glad to be here. I want to thank you for inviting me to be here today, and just really, really wonderful opportunity to be here. As I was thinking, as I was driving up this morning, I was coming over South Mountain and up and over the rivers and the valleys and everything, and I was reminiscing about how many times did I do this drive up here? Oh my God. It's just wonderful to just kind of relive some memories and thoughts as I was driving up here today. And one of the things that quickly came to my mind was one of the photos that popped up, not the drag photo, but whoever put that one in will be in trouble later. We'll talk about that. But at a meeting at the Presbyterian Church, an organization meeting we had, and I just want to take a moment to honor those who were at that meeting. If you were here, would you please, and I know some of you are here, if you were at that very first meeting when we gathered, I know Harold was there, who else was there? I know some other folks. Yes. Could you stand so we can thank you for being there? It wasn't just me, it was some of us. These are some of the founding members. And I always love when you go back to a place and there are founding people who are still there, because then I don't get to make up a fish story. They have that fish story to tell also, and they can remember things quite differently than I do. But I do just, I'm so humbled for the experience to have been the one to come up from Open Door MCC, a little fresh, young, slender thing back then, too. Kind of cute, but just as one thing, just naive as naive could be. I was coming up and I was thinking of this one conversation I had with Carl, and I'm glad she's here this morning. It's good to see her. When I first started coming up here, I just pronounced this town as Hagerstown. And Carl was like, what are you talking about, Hagerstown? And so coming up this morning, Siri says, guess what?
Hagerstown.
I had to tell Carl she was wrong. Siri knows it's Hagerstown. There's a couple other cities around here. I used to call it Morgansville, I think, or Magginsville. It's like, Carl, like, where are you trying to go to? I said, I don't, some town called Magginsville. It's like, no, you don't know where you're going. Just follow me. All the wonderful memories of that, of going to some club out on this road. It's out of town here.
Not
here. Well, I know it, don't you? You've been there a few times, haven't you? Okay, just checking. But all the fun times we had there for fundraisers and other events, and just the most important, just reminiscing about being at the Unitarian Church, and the many times that Keena Forsythe would stop by in the evenings, and we would chit-chat about stuff. And back in the day, Keen had a heavy foot in his car. I could always tell when Kim was coming, I always tell when Kim was leaving the church, because there was this long string of black marks in the driveway at the Unitarian Church. And they would blame me. I said, no, it was not me, it was Kim. But just wonderful memories like that of all of them. People who really made the place come alive and made the energy of what Hagerstown really meant to be as an outreach to people who didn't want to do the hour's drive down to Boyds, Maryland, or the hour's drive to Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, but wanted their own spiritual community here. And as that community began to form, the lives began to be touched by each and everyone coming together to celebrate and to witness the presence and the power of God right here in this place. Now, people, you say, Hagerstown, Maryland, where on God's green earth is that? You know, it was the best-kept secret. And to this day, I'm glad that when I travel, I'm amazed that when I travel, I mentioned something about this little church that we started together back in Utah. People know what this is from Canada to Australia. I was like, you've been there? He goes, oh, yeah, I went through there. How did you find it? What happened? But people know of this place and of the spirit that started here over 20 years ago. As I said in the building this morning, I thought, wow, this has changed. It's been upgraded. I think when we first moved in here, the ceiling tiles were... Oh, where you knew this? It reeked of a garage out back. It reeked of all kinds of creepy crawly things on the wall. There was this one particular Sunday, I remember, I think her name was B.A. used a leak worship for us, and you know, some bugs crawling on the wall, and Bea got up and took this bug out. The bug never knew what hit it. You know, there's some fun things that happen along the way that you remember. But I think of things like PA, I think of people who've gone on, I think of Rocky Giffen, Bob Davis, and I think of just so many people that I know that this church touched their lives in some profound ways. And I remember one of the programs we set up, and I don't know if it still goes over here, that's the Food and Friends program. You know, the outreach that we brought food up, we made it happen with people volunteer their time and service to drive the food up all the way from D.C. on Friday, we stage it on Saturday, and volunteers would come in and take it further out. Just the outreach and the lives that was touched and literally saved, I believe, because people from this church cared enough to reach out just to take food to someone who was in need. Give up their time or their service just to do that. And when I think really about the gospel reading today on Transfiguration, this church transformed lives. And I want to believe it even saved lives along the way. And as we look back over these 20 years, I hope that wherever you came into the journey, never forget that there's those who gone on before you that made it a little bit better for you. Amen. And we never forget those lives that we touched along the way. They were part of the transformation of the spiritual community that we know as New Light MCC. Profound and wonderful things happen here. And may we never forget those. Those were some exciting times. And, you know, I think about it, a lot more good times are yet to be had. Mm-hmm. You know, when I thought about coming up here, you know, 20 years ago, Facebook didn't exist. The iPhone, as we know today, didn't exist. A lot of things we know of today didn't exist 20 years ago. But we managed to form a community here. People came. People met. People met for the first time. People were married. People celebrated love. We had memorial services. Lots of things happened here. And the thing is, we're still here to celebrate what this place meant to so many people. To me, at first, it was a hole in the wall. And I kept thinking, what good can come out of this when we found this place? But because of the love that people put into this place, coming in and giving up their time after working all day to be here, to strip out, to redo, to mold. And one person made that journey somewhat special for me along the way because he made the mistake of giving me his credit card once. His name is Jim Cryer. I don't know if he's even still alive anymore or not. But,
he's
alive. He's back in his normal seat, I think, also. But, you know, people who gave up their money, their resources, because they wanted to see this place happen. And then people who just joined in the journey along the way. Who like Bud Steven? I don't know if you remember Buzz, you know. Oh my God, Buzz got on my nerve, but I loved him. I loved him as much as he got on my nerve, but I loved him. Great guy. In here, hammering away. And this place was really demolition. I'm like, oh wait, they took hammers away from me. They wouldn't let me do demolition work anymore. Like, I think it was at the time I cut the power line. They took the hammers away from me. They took all the tools. And doing all of that, we still build a community that is still here today, touching lives. And again, I'm just so impressed with whatever I do, whatever I do. People somehow connect back to this place. Wherever you travel, always take a bit of New Light MCC with you. Now, for the scripture, Transfiguration. I'm so impressed that, you know, how Jesus gathered with his friends on the mountain. It was a good way to remember how we come together and we celebrate also. And as Jesus was on the mountaintop, the disciples were like, let's build three different tabernacles to worship you. One for Moses, one for Elijah, and one for you. And I think about that particular passion reading today, and I think about what we built here. That we didn't build a monument to the past. We built a place. We built a community. We didn't build a museum. We built something that would change the people, that would meet people's need as they come through. People who were struggling with their sexual identity. People who were struggling in their relationship. People who were struggling with addictions. People who have been contemplating suicide along the way. We didn't build museum. We didn't build that tabernacle that we're talking about. We built something that was intentional about transforming people's lives. And I think that was a part of the gospel reading today, the transformation. And the transformation didn't just stop on that mountaintop. Transformation continues to happen today. And I think when we stop and just take a moment to listen to that small, still voice on the inside of us, speaking of that voice is still wanting to transform us today, so that we don't have to be held back by our past. Our past need not dictate our future. We have a bright future ahead of us. And as we live into our future, we are yet to realize our full potential.
because that all say though that God is not done with us yet. There are so many more things that we have to live and offer by to ourselves and to those who are around us. I think if we continue to look for the ways of transformation in our lives, that not only are we transformed, but we begin to transform those who are around us. And I think we do that because we give our love. We give our hope. We give our inspiration. We can share with those, someone who may just need a special word from you, that touch, that smile, that least little thing that you may take for granted. And maybe the very thing that someone else needs that speaks to them exactly to their heart, to let them know that God loves them just as they are. And that we are able to share God's love, not only just in this community, but wherever we go. 20 years later, the message really hasn't changed. And that has been a message that God loves us just as we are. God meets us just where we are. And that when God meets us, God is willing to walk that journey with us. That God has never left us and God never will leave us. And that in that divine presence, we can continue to be the people God has called us to be. We need not live in shame. We need not live in fear because we have a God that celebrates us and loves us. And in those moments we may feel that we are isolated, we are alone, we have a community like this to turn to and to find support in each other. And may we never forget the support that we have in each other. Because as Jesus showed on the mountaintop, they wasn't there to do it by themselves. They were there to do it in community. And may we find ways to continue to do things in community that we never are left alone. Let's find that community. And sometimes we may forget what that community feels like. We may want to wander away from that community. But just always remember, community is here for us to reconnect, for us to reestablish even our faith journey when it's challenging, when it's difficult. Even in those moments, we may lose our faith. In those moments, we may be challenged to know, I don't believe that there is a God. And I've said to people, that's okay. Because I think it's in the questioning that we truly begin to find our answers. As I have gotten older, one of the things I have learned in my life, I'd rather have more questions than I'd rather have answers. Because answers give me too much of a definition and puts me in a box. I want to ask questions. I'm going to be that little kid again, sitting around my mother's knee. Mama, why? Mama, why? Why? And I think sometimes we have to reconnect with that kind of a spirit to just ask why and be open to where the why leads us. And that when we are open to where the why leads us, it leads us to wonderful places like this, that we can come back home, that we can celebrate where we started from. And I know several of us have moved away from this place. Some of us are still here, but I want to encourage you to never forget where you come from. Never forget your upbringing. It may have been bad, it may have been good, I don't know, but never forget that. Always flash back that sometimes to find inspiration, because remember, the past is the past, and your future has infinite possibilities. Amen.